Joseph Venn was born on Montcalm Street in the St. Marie district of Montreal on June 14, 1858, and died on May 9, 1925, in the same city. Eldest son of the carpenter Joseph Venn and Hélène Raymonde de la Brosse, he married Philomène Boucher on October 17, 1882, with whom he had 11 children. Although he applied himself to his studies, they initially did not seem to prepare him for the career for which he was destined. In fact, when he arrived at Henri Maurice Perrault's study in May 1874, he was turned away and sent back to his drawing board. It took a month before the firm was willing to accept him as an apprentice. His training lasted 5 years, after which he continued his career at the firm as a draftsman. When Perrault and Menard formed their partnership in 1880, Venn was promoted to the position of chief draftsman. Even before being invited to be a partner, he played an important role at the architectural firm, which was very busy and in great demand, especially by the Catholic Church in Quebec, in British Columbia, and in the United States, by various levels of public administration, and by the province's French-speaking bourgeoisie. It was during this period that the firm developed expertise in steel structures and then became more interested in concrete structures. The firm, Perrault, Menard et Venn, was founded in 1892 and dissolved 3 years later in 1895. Joseph Venn then worked independently until 1911, when he formed a partnership with his student, Louis Lebel. On occasion, he also worked with Max Dumic, Joseph Arthur Godin, and Alphonse Venn. In spite of all the demands of his work, Venn made every effort to promote the architect's craft and have it recognized as a profession. Between 1895 and 1899, he taught public courses in construction and architecture at Montreal's Monument National under the auspices of the Council of Arts and Manufactures of the Province of Quebec. In 1890, he was involved in founding the Province of Quebec Association of Architects, in which he held several positions, including twice that of president in 1902 and 1912. In 1911, he worked with Joseph Alcide Chausset on a commission formed to revise the building regulations for the city of Montreal. He took part in writing the first building code governing construction in the city. In 1923, although he was in poor health, he continued to work at his profession with his sons Adrien and Émile. Émile, who trained at the École des Beaux-Arts in Paris, taught at the École des Beaux-Arts in Montreal and the École Polytechnique. Joseph Venn's career was especially noted for his output of religious buildings, for which he is considered one of the leading representatives of late 19th century Victorian architecture in Quebec. Among his achievements, he designed the new façade of Saint-Enfant-Jésus Church in the Mile-End district of Montreal, 1900-1901, the rebuilding of Sacré-Cœur de Jésus Church, 1922, the expansion of Saint-Clément Church in Vieuxville, 1913-1914, and Notre-Dame-des-Sept-Douleurs Church in Verdun, a project he worked on in collaboration with Louis Lebel, 1911-1914, as well as the Paris Church of Saint-Anne-des-Plaines, 1899-1902, in the Lower Laurentians. Saint-Pierre-Claver Church, 1915-1917, forms a parenthesis in his work, characterized by a more ornamented, complex, and intimate architecture. To learn more about Saint-Anne, select stop number 13. To continue your tour, select stop number 14.